ASMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local, and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to wine writer Michael Ulafia, well known to all FMR listeners. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Oh, Jenny, thank you so much.
Everyone's so excited that you're back on air today, and we're not going to be talking about wine. We're going to be talking about friends, food, and flavors. And that's the name of your fifth book, which is absolutely superb. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
I felt that it was more than a collection of superb recipes. I could feel that it was a celebration of cherished friendships and a tribute to the fact that good food is always better when enjoyed with friends. So I want to know how it began.
Jenny, it began 21 years ago when I was invited to Australia to the Margaret River Wine Festival by a client who owned a wine farm there, and he wanted a Cape-style buffet. So Maddie and I put together a menu of about 22 recipes, and we sort of deconstructed the recipes and then put them together again, adding additional flavors, modern cooking methods, etc. And so we created this little pile of recipes, which went down really, really well in Australia. And I've sort of had this little collection, and I sort of didn't really quite know what to do with it. You know, should I try and sell it to a wine company? And then eventually I met Rulien Immelman, who is an illustrator, designer, and she lives in Taiwan. She happened to come to Johannesburg on holiday, and we met, and we decided that this was a worthwhile proposition. So we proposed it to a couple of publishers, and almost sort of by return email, Bev Dodd from Penguin Random House said, I want it. So she then said, but of course I need more recipes, like another 60 recipes.
Oh, wow.
But fortunately, you know, Maddie and I have our years as restaurateurs and cooks. We had many recipes on file. And then I also thought it would be quite fun to include some of my friends who, you know, sort of helped me along the way. And so we got up to 82 recipes, I think. And then I wanted to have Mike Robinson as a photographer. He and I worked together in the early 1980s. And so it sort of happened that Penguin Random House were very happy to have Rulien as an illustrative designer. And she worked very closely with their in-house team. And that was really how the book happened.
Well, it certainly came together phenomenally well. Her visuals are incredible. They're captivating. Okay. And they do the recipes justice. There's that sort of warm, fuzzy feeling when you page through the book.
Yes.
And I struggle to find a favorite recipe. I mean, it's there. Everything from simple sandwiches to your buffet cape style. Did you have a section of the book that meant more to you than any other?
You know, I don't think so. It was sort of like a broad wave coming up onto the beach. It's very difficult to choose sort of my favorite recipe or a particular section of the book. I think the illustrations, Rulien's illustrations, are the things that really get me. I mean, that wonderful snook at the beginning of the fish chapter, and just the way she's worked the illustrations in with the frequency. I mean, she was very specific telling Mike Robinson what she wanted, because obviously dishes had to be placed in certain areas. But I think she's been very clever and created something unique. We always thought that this might be the first in South Africa, and nobody's yet contradicted us. Well, you have this lovely combination of illustration and photography.
No, it really is the perfect pairing. And what about wine? Tell us, you've got to somehow put wine in your book.
Yes, look, I did. You know, I'm just looking now at one of Lizette Hartley's recipes, a poached millefeuille. And at the end of the recipe, there's a little glass and I put there a pair of eau de vie. So there are, wine recommendations on most of the recipes.
Well, I'm not sure that everyone knows that you're a trained Cordon Bleu chef, because we always think of you with wine first. But there's definitely this book does justice to all your skills and to your friends. So I'm going to ask you for the perfect evening. Obviously, good wine, good food, and what music would be playing in the background?
I think it would be something classical. Maybe even some music from Swan Lake, which is sort of grabbing me at the moment.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful music. Yeah, and a sort of large platter of something that one can sort of dip into and help yourself to.
And share.
Yes.
Yes. Food's always better shared. And thank you for sharing your inspiration with us, Michael.
Oh, such a pleasure, Jenny. So lovely talking to you again.
Likewise. That was wine writer Michael Olafia, who's just launched his book called Friends, Food and Flavors. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.